This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. I'm back with the fourth part of a four-part series on the power of attitude, gratitudes. I've been looking at a number of different things. I started off in my first program, for those of you that weren't with us, looking at kind of the history of Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving in American context and a little bit about gratitude research. The second program, I sort of argued with people who are struggling to identify or enhance gratitude giving and receiving in themselves. I gave some practical examples of ways that you might want to consider moving towards that if you're not naturally a gratitude-y person. Then last program, I talked about that big, outrageous goal of doing something completely out of your context so as to surprise people with gratitude. And some of you who are not naturally gratitude-oriented, that might be easier than some of you who are much more that way. Today, I want to look at ask the question, well, what does it say about gratitude in our holy book, in our Bible? And is there a basis for gratitude in this scripture? Well, I think there is a very obvious one, and that's in the book of Luke, chapter 17. Let me read this section out of it, and I'm reading from the Message. It happened, and this is a parable of Jesus. It happened that as he made his way towards Jerusalem, he crossed over the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 men, all lepers, met him. They kept their distance, but raised their voices, calling out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Taking a good look at them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." They went, and while still on their way, became clean. One of them, when he realized that he was healed, turned around and came back, shouting his gratitude and glorifying God. He kneeled at Jesus' feet, so grateful. He couldn't thank him enough, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus said, "We're not 10 healed. Where are the 9? Can none be found to come back and give glory to God except this outsider?" Then he said to him, "Get up, on your way. Your faith has healed and saved you." A number of things come out on this to me that I think are very, very important. First of all, Jesus is walking around doing his ministry, and he ends up in this border town area. And out of this middle of nowhere place, 10 men come up, and they were Jews and Samaritans, so they were mixed, and they didn't normally mix at that time. But I guess the common bond of leprosy sort of trumped other issues such as Jew or Samaritan. And they called out asking for mercy. You know, they didn't say, "Heal us, give us money." They just said, "Have mercy on us." I thought that was kind of interesting. So he sends them to the priest. They had to do something. In other words, go and show yourselves to the priests, and something is going to happen. Well, on faith, they went out and did that. And even before they got there, evidently, they were made clean. The illness of leprosy vanished from their body. One of them turned around and came right back to thank Jesus, to express his gratitude. Jesus remarks that, where was everybody else? Why is it just this one outsider who came back and said thanks and gave glory to where glory was supposed to be? And then he blessed the fellow and sent him on his way. So a lot of stuff going on here for me as a person who crosses cultural boundaries and you who crosses cultural boundaries. And that is, people of one arena, people of one context, people of one culture often expect the people of an outside culture to behave greatly different. And most of the time, while they may not call us evil, those of us who are outsiders are basically felt to be not nearly as good as the insiders and have some sort of imperfection, crazy ideas, wrong ideas, sinful ideas, if you will. And one of the greatest notices throughout these years of Jesus' ministry was his ability to find people who were outsiders doing different things. Since he was speaking mostly to a Jewish audience, he seemed to delight in finding people that were not appropriate in terms of their Jewishness, like Samaritans who had a different belief structure. Here's this guy coming back to say thanks. The Jews didn't. In the parable about the person who was wounded, it was a Samaritan who took care of him rather than other Jewish people. And Jesus made friends with the tax collectors and things like that. So he was trying to turn things on its end. But here, when we look at gratitude, we see that this perhaps did something. Now, I don't know exactly what it did in this young Samaritan's life, but we do know from current research that the act of gratitude, of expressing gratitude, of giving gratitude, produces significant, measurable psychological and emotional state and trait changes in a person that last beyond that mere incident. So what we see is this fellow who maybe might have been different anyway, but he was able to capture the situation. He was able to say, my goodness, I have changed, and it's because of him. I'm going to go say thank you and give glory to him. And then he sent on his way. I have to imagine that he was probably pretty open about sharing what was going on with his life to those people around him. I would imagine that it would have been hard for any of the 10 to keep it secret that they were once lepers and were now healed. You don't just show up in your village or in your home healed after you've been a leper anywhere for many years, probably. Since they had physical abnormalities or they were ostracized and put away, they obviously people knew that they had the disease. So how much easier would it have been for this guy to praise God and to say thank you and to tell people about his experience than maybe the other guys who didn't really, maybe didn't share? I don't know. That's conjecture on my part. But I think that it sets us up for a number of things that I want to close with. What am I getting at through all of this? I think gratitude research, the experience of giving and receiving gratitude, is a core value within our community of faith. And I think that we need to highlight and really look for and focus on those core values because they somehow are set up, created to produce positive changes in our lives. Maybe that's not so obvious to you, but it seems like time and time again, it's the fruits that we are to emulate and that grow from our practicing the good behaviors, the behaviors that are prescribed and not proscribed, that produce lasting fruit, that produce positive change. If I go through life cynical, sarcastic, critical, suspicious, paranoid, I reap those fruits, and those really aren't that great to eat. They're bitter. They're spoiled. They're rotten. But if I focus on the fruits that are positive, on giving and receiving grace and gratitude, taking an optimistic view, giving people the benefit of the doubt, trust, honesty, integrity, love, all of those, guess what happens on the inside? Yeah, in your cynicism, you can say, I become an easy touch. I can be taken advantage of. And believe me, I have been taken advantage of. But the times that I've been able to grow from all the positives far outweigh any of the negatives. And I'm going to continue on my road. Now, as you finish up this season of Thanksgiving, I hope you've been able to find that big, humongous thing to do. And if not, I still have hope and faith and trust that you will do that. But more than that, I want you to think about making the next season, the holiday season, Christmas, even more of a gratitude-oriented thing. We have so much to be thankful for. So can you carry on what you've learned about gratitude into this next season and situation? How do you do that? By talking to your family and your spouse, by expressing accurately the adoration and care and compassion and gratitude that you have about your situation. By recognizing that even when things aren't going well, things are just going to be okay and they're going to have good endings. And even the bad things, we know that God can take and make good things come from them. So as you approach all of this season, don't get focused on the pressure, the time, the money. Focus on the gratitude, the power of gratitude attitudes for changing yourself in the long haul and the season. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further, We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.